The following podcast is brought to you by Radio Southland and New Zealand On Air. Radio Southland is a community access media station based in Invercargill, New Zealand. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, radiosouthland.org.nz, for our contact details.
This is Lorraine in Spain, presented by Lorraine McIntosh on Radio Southland 96.4 FM.
Hello, this is Lorraine McIntosh reporting from Spain for the week. We continue our July sports fest up and to the cafe in time for the 8 a.m. ball run, less Sunday when the cafe isn't open. All these crazy for an adrenaline challenge people trying to run alongside the balls, from veteran types that can show how it's done, to the clueless who think standing on one spot is somehow going to happen without getting bowled by runners or balls. Plenty of damage, especially on Saturday and Sunday when there are far more runners. I still feel women shouldn't be silly enough to put themselves in harm's way, as we're not so strong on having to test or prove ourselves in such a way. Given most injuries are caused by running or falling onto others, we're not able to resist the damage so much either. And sure enough, a woman was landed on with force by two runners and had to be carted off. But at least she was dressed sensibly. Short skirts and skimpy tops don't stay in place well when you're getting thrown around in the street. Then, from balls, it's on to the afternoon of watching the beautiful French countryside as riders whisk along the roads and over mountains in La Tour. Pogacar leads the way as usual, but there's also excitement around who wins each stage. The French countryside is showing the effects of weeks of extreme temperatures, with the grass totally parched. The riders carry extra water and also use some of it to douse their heads all the time. The Loire River, which is near where the La Tour is passing, is almost not flowing, with big silt banks down it. The country is on extreme alert for fires, so no fires to be lit, no fireworks, no heavy machinery, and so on. The same for us in Spain. We're only the next community up from the one with the fatal fire this week. In the province of Almeria, the fire has burnt 6,000 square hectares, but unfortunately killed 12, and there are 18 injured, one very seriously burnt and three more seriously, almost all foreigners. It's something I often observe here. The Spanish mostly live in towns or villages in the countryside, obviously for defence reasons, like in the past from marauding bandits and invading armies, but also from fires. One can defend and protect a village from a fire more easily, especially given they're mostly brick and mortar. So where the fatalities and injuries happened was a reasonably remote, rugged area inhabited mostly by British and Belgian people who have bought up farmers' or shepherds' buildings and turned them into their place in paradise. Apparently, they were not well connected to people in the villages nearby, well, the nearest villages, or obviously not very experienced with wildfires. There were obviously warnings and advice, but the fire was moving abnormally fast, and by the time some of them panicked and decided to leave, it was too late. At that stage, the messages had changed to stay in your house. But then those deciding to drive out on narrow, winding gravel access roads took the wrong roads and ended up driving into the fire. One car load burnt in their car and seven others killed when they left their three cars trying to escape. To me, all this shades of what Australians are generally so well trained in. If embers and ash are falling, it's too late to leave. You must stay and do the best with what resources you do have at hand. In fact, quite a few of these remote dwellings went quite unscathed with the fire passing all around them. So, with sad days dealing with this, it's goodbye from Lorraine in Spain for the week.
You've been listening to Lorraine in Spain, presented by Lorraine McIntosh on Radio Southland 96.4 FM.
The preceding podcast was brought to you by Radio Southland with the support of New Zealand On Air. Their funding of accessmedia.nz makes these podcasts available. To find similar programs by other stations involved, go online to accessmedia.nz.